Thank you very much, Mr. President, and please allow me to congratulate you on a very, very smooth process and an excellent draft action plan and political declaration. Thank you to all the participants here who have contributed. I think we are in a very good place. Just a few comments. First, following up on the message that was just conveyed by Halo Trust, indeed, removing the administrative hurdles and facilitating mine action is critical, and this is a way of saving money, because when you have mine action teams on standby waiting to get access or authorization to start clearance operation, this, you know, delays the process and really slows down the implementation of the mine action. So if we could say something about, you know, the commitment of state parties to remove administrative obstacles, that would be extremely useful. Secondly, I wanted to talk about Action 16 on survey and clearance. I would like to just suggest that we try to clarify the expectation from the state parties in STEM in terms of survey, perhaps referring to the minimum requirements of IMAS, and also mention the importance of marking, because in many places, especially in conflict areas, sometimes we can do risk education, we can do survey and marking, but we are not authorized to do clearance. So in those cases, having the explosive items marked is critical and very complementary to our risk education efforts. Next point, I would echo the comments made by the Netherlands and Japan to strengthen the language on the localization and building national capacities and speeding up efforts to this towards that goal, strengthening the role of local NGOs and realizing that we need investment so that local NGOs can really help us to mitigate the risk of mines, and also empowering affected communities in the action plan, as a number of colleagues have noted. Next point on the Action 41 and the proposal for a new voluntary fund for mine action. First, I would note that we have a UN voluntary fund for mine action, so we look forward to participating in a discussion to make sure that the new fund is complementary and that not duplicative, but also a call to state parties that it would be really welcome if the funding that's put into this new voluntary fund is additional funding, so that we are not taking from the existing funding, which is already way too short compared to the needs. And finally, in Action 1, if we could refer to the linkage to food security and access to land, and improving the land release process, that could also be very useful. You know, when the World Food Programme tells us that 800 million people are food insecure in the world, and mine action has a key role to play, and we need to make that linkage. Thank you very much, and looking forward to continue to work with everybody to finalize those excellent documents. Thank you.